Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you guys want the real logo sports news sent right to that device of yours? We can do that for you. Download the radio.com app. Make 7 out of 10 one of your favorite stations. Turn on the notifications and then...
Bam!
All the local South Florida breaking sports news comes right to you.
Is this George Clinton?
Zapp and Roger.
Oh. Roger. Bro, Roger Troutman.
I don't know his last name. I'm sorry.
Roger. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. Yeah. Roger Troutman, baby.
Okay, bro.
Just because we've noticed lately, there are some people had some problems getting some push notifications.
Yeah.
You might want to, radio.com app. You might want to, sign out and sign back in and make us a favorite again. Because, like, none of us were getting pushes, and then we realized that something was going on. Corporate.
I'm sure it'll work itself out. Anyway, you can also get our podcast on, Apple. Apple's reliable.
Question. Am I off by thinking that Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler's games are similar?
I mean, they're not the same size, and you're talking about the totality of games or on the offensive side of the floor?
Offensive side of the floor. Jimmy Butler is a two-way player, and...
They're both dudes who love the ball, man.
Right!
They love the ball. And that's why I'm kind of curious, what did the Heat tell Jimmy Butler? Because they're not going after Russell Westbrook if... Jimmy's the guy who said yes. Like, for whatever reason, Pat's going to respect that.
So everything starts with him.
He's been waiting to hear yes for a while. Yes, I want to be with you. It seems like a flirtation that was going on for a year that Jimmy Butler wants to be on the Miami Heat.
Right.
So Russ is kind of just like, I don't want to be in OKC.
But let me ask you a question. Do you feel like if you're Jimmy Butler, do you sound kind of like that dude if you say, no, I don't want the superstar player?
I don't know, because here's the thing. This pursuit, in our mind, is probably new. When they met, they're probably thinking, hey, man, you know who else wants to be down here? Bradley Beal. And if the idea is, we're going to put a full-court press on getting Bradley Beal to force a trade from Washington, as nefarious as that sounds, if that's the plan that he's down with, like, that's where we want to go, you know, I definitely see Jimmy Butler being like, yeah, we'll do this year. We'll see how it goes with the young dudes. I know that they're all going to work hard and play hard. And, you know, if the Bradley Beal thing happens, it happens. The Russell Westbrook thing kind of just been dropped out of the sky, so I don't know. But I can't imagine they're not asking him. And I heard Mike Ryan today, he was kind of being Levitard's mouthpiece, where he says Dan has said that there is a lot of debate going on right now in the front office about Russ is a player, and do we go this way? You know that Shane Battier is super analytics side, and that is not a guy who's probably going to jive with Russell Westbrook, especially at $40 million. You know, that has to be accounted for.
Here's the question that they're probably having. It's not whether, because LeBron wasn't as efficient as he is now until he got to the Heat. And what you have to, you know, ask is, does he have the capability or will he be willing to become a better efficient player and not care much as much about the numbers?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
That is probably the question that's going, not whether he's a great player. Nobody's questioning that. What he's done in his career. Like, look, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's Hall of Fame worthy.
And the thing that's got to be, it's got to worry the Heat. The thing that the Heat have to ask themselves is, I would think with Jimmy Butler, if let's say this doesn't work out, right? I think that Jimmy Butler, all right, I bet you could probably convince one of these teams, hey, I'll trade for Jimmy Butler. But as the years go on with Russell Westbrook, and now he's on stop two, and that contract just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. If it doesn't work out, man, you really don't have an out clause. You've given your draft picks. You have. He's getting all that salary. So now you're going to have to what? Start attaching Bam to get rid of Russ?
Yeah, I mean,
Bam
you have
to get rid of Russ? Or
Barry wrote something about basically, like, if you get Russell Westbrook, like, you're done with cap space. You're done
with
anything. You're stuck. Yeah.
Stuck with him.
Well, here.
Which could be fine if Bam and Hero turn out to be something.
Here's the funny thing is why I'm not even getting into this conversation right here.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they didn't have cap room and they ended up with Russ and Butler.
Well, that's true.
So, like,
it's a valid point.
Everybody's putting these scenarios up for the future. And I'm like, we did this 2 years ago. And look what they have. So I'm not going there. I'm not going there. No draft picks, no assets, no nothing. Hey, Jimmy Butler, come on in. Right? So can we have this conversation?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I think there's Heat fans today that are looking at that 2021 free agent class, and they're like, oh, Kawhi's a free agent. Paul George is a free agent.
It's coming on the text line already. By the way.
It's coming on the text line already that because Kawhi signed a 2-1,
he's never leaving the West Coast.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He went halfway around the world to get back to where he wanted to be.
Listen. Did you think he was going to go make a stop in Toronto?
He was traded there, though. It wasn't his choice.
I know, but still.
He only didn't want to be in San Antonio.
I guess.
And he wasn't really in San Antonio at the time. He was in New York.
But
he went from New York to Toronto.
I was going to try to use the E word again that I tried to use yesterday, but that didn't turn out well. So I'll just say with the odd personality that it is, nothing would surprise me.
No, but like 2021, I think Giannis could be a free agent if he doesn't sign an extension.
Come on, man. Like, can we just...
And then, of course, there's Bradley Beal.
Onto Pompano Beach. Why do we have these ridiculous conversations?
They're not ridiculous, though, if the question is, do you want to risk investing in Russell Westbrook and not have the shot at it? Because this has been the team that's already been tied down for 2 years and no flexibility.
And I'm from the school of, let's keep it real. So if you're saying, I'm not going to sign Russ or I'm not going to, bring him in because I want to have a chance at Giannis, that's not even being realistic.
It's not that crazy, though, because this is what I would say. Do you roll the dice now and say, oh, let's invest in Russ now, we got that star power, or do you bank, and you have to bank on some of this stuff. Like, do you think Giannis is going to hit his head against a wall with the Milwaukee Bucks and is going to want out? Like, everybody seemingly does. Everybody does. Everybody moves. Everybody leaves.
You hit gold once with the way it came together with the big three, right?
Right.
Like,
that's not going to happen.
No. Right. So, like, you're gonna risk everything, or you're gonna put all your eggs in that basket? Like, it's going to happen again?
It's not that big a basket, though. Like, you're just looking for the crack at it. What are we talking about? We're talking about investing in Russell Westbrook, or you get a shot at Giannis in the summer.
So if that's the case, why not just go get Beal and take Walker?
No. I can control who I trade for.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control who signs with me as a free agent.
You're right, but you can control whether or not you have a shot at it. And that's the thing that
So would you rather have Russell Westbrook or the shot at having Giannis?
Ooh.
Because you're getting ready to sound ridiculous, because I know you.
We find out after we play the headlines, Ben.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Huh. What am I giving up for Russell Westbrook in this scenario? I have to give up at least justice? Justice and the salary?
Whatever has to go with it.
No, not whatever, because I'm not in that camp. I'm not giving up anything to get Russell Westbrook. I'm not in that camp.
You're not giving up.
I'm not giving up Bam. I'm not giving up you multiple young guys. I'm not.
Okay. So
after hearing the talk of what that salary means,
are you giving up Tyler Hero?
Man, he's been so good in summer league.
At some point here, every successful team that I've seen, right? The one thing they have had is homegrown talent in some way. Not the big three
but role players on that team.
Okay, yeah. But again, they've had homegrown talent. One of the reasons why Golden State got so lucky is because they had three guys they drafted that end up playing on their rookie contract.
No, like ideally, like one of those guys would be the piece of a championship.
Right. But you need to have some of those guys. If 100%. You trade them all, you've already traded 100%. All your draft picks. So, like, again, even if you weren't, if you were to wait for Giannis, what does he have? What do you have?
A 34-year-old Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Anywho, it's one for today.
You mull over it a little bit more.
Kawhi Leonard signed a 3-year deal only. It's actually 2 years with the player option for a third. Here's what his contract will look like compared to Paul George.
Whose?
Kawhi's.
Okay.
Okay. First year, 32.7. Paul George is making 33. Okay. Second year, 34.4. Paul George is making 35. Mm-hmm. Notice pattern here. And if they both opt in for year number three, Kawhi Leonard will be making 36. Paul George will be making 38.
Okay.
So read into that whatever you will. However you want to read into.
I don't really read it. Those guys aren't leaving.
All the NBA heads are making a big deal about it was only a 2-year deal with a player option. I don't know why.
But why is it a big deal if you know both of those guys are doing it to get like they're doing it to get money later?
You know what's cool about Kawhi?
What?
He's in a position he could do whatever he wants.
Correct.
And if he's happy with it, who cares what everybody thinks? Why wouldn't he do this? Why wouldn't he do that? Because he can.
Ooh, you know what would be the fun scenario, though?
What would be the fun scenario?
Wait, anything with Kawhi is fun?
Well, what if Kawhi waits 2 years, LeBron opts out, and LeBron's going to go play with the team that drafts his son, and then he goes to the Lakers?
You still haven't answered my question yet.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you still marinated
on
that.
You wait.
No, it's fine.
So let me get this straight. The words just came out of your mouth. You know what would be cool? And you looked into the future like 27 years from now, right? But you can't figure out.
No, he's still marinating. Just get Dwayne Wade.
What are we talking about again?
Don't worry. Just listen. Oh. Listen. Let me just get through the headlines so that we can get back to this. Okay? Is that okay? Okay. Dwayne Wade announced.
I think I'm in a pizza and butter cookie coma. Oh, God. I'm so tired. We're hearing people talk. I don't want to talk.
How many shots of espresso?
It doesn't even work.
It doesn't work. It's broken.
Oh, the boss said he didn't listen to the beginning of the show, so he wants us to recap our take on the meeting so he can hear.
Only if he goes and gets us some coffee.
Yeah, just imagine what I said in the office.
Dwayne Wade announced that his Last Dance documentary has been picked up by ESPN. That'll be out in 2020. That seems pretty cool. The Heat are actually playing Summer League tonight, aren't they? I think they're back in action tonight, boys.
Are they back in action?
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't given any shout-outs to the Sandman yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Alcantara are getting on the hill yesterday.
Man. By the way.
I think we need a little.
I remember when Aroldis Chapman first came in and he was throwing like 103.
Yeah.
That dude's got some nasty stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sandman, though, yesterday, 99 miles an hour.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Cindy Alcantara going on the hill, dealing against the best in the league. Just under 100 miles an hour. Yeah. Lulling to sleep. Little pixies in their sin eyes. You get the grains in your sand. And you're sleeping right there at the plate. Night-night. No more questions, Elizabeth.
Why is Elizabeth asking the questions?
I don't know. She was nagging him during the game.
Oh, man, we should.
By the way, Macho Marlins, man, going back to Marlins Park on July 26th. Yep. Throwback night. First night of throwback night. Budweiser Terrace. Unsanctioned party out in the Budweiser Terrace.
Yes.
With the Macho Man.
Well, anything we do is unsanctioned.
Yeah, anything right. We do is unsanctioned.
Yep.
And by the way, we're going to fights this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where we've going decided we're going to the Hard Rock
fights
this weekend.
Are we allowed to have a beverage or no? Like,
you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the back. That's why.
Oh, it's so much fun. More fun ringside.
You are so pissed at us.
Wait,
what are you doing drinking?
Say that when we're in Vegas.
When?
Whenever we go to Vegas, I might have a
we're
couple.
We're in the stands.
Yeah, no. You guys are just part of the fans. Actually,
oh,
this time,
oh,
you
I,
might,
I think this one we're not, though.
You might
like,
be in
I
a tent.
Went, at, the last box when I was, they put us ringside.
Wow. But no, remember we were in the
tent?
No, we were in the tent. I had to go all the way across the street because they wasn't having alcoholic beverages in the tent. I had to keep running back and forth. But no, remember we were in the who's the magician?
Oh, the David, oh, Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
You were in his theater.
Yeah. I was just right outside. The Pai Gow Poker was right outside the door.
Oh, that was such a brutal card.
Because it was an hour between every fight.
There was four fights in the card.
Yeah.
They all ended in the first round knockouts. So they had nothing to do before to get to the Canelo Triple G
fight.
Was
there a bar anywhere close?
No, everything's free.
No. There was a bar in the media room?
The Pai Gow Poker table's right outside. So I just go play poker and free drinks. Didn't even have to go order.
Texture
I just go sit down, put $5 down, and say, what would you like to drink? Dollar. Give me whatever you want.
Texter writes in, Bam and Hero, Untouchables. Texter writes in, no way you could trade Hero, future Hall of Famer.
Oh, wait.
See what you brought to Miami?
Dude, Scotty Drippin is so good. I
don't know. Remember this.
I don't know what to do.
Who else did you say that about?
I mean, I've said it about a lot of guys.
James Ennis.
And the guy you don't want to get rid of, you called him Fiddler Crab.
I mean, I've come to the point where, look, if you're trading for Russell Westbrook and I'm trading Justice Winslow, I'm okay with it. I'm not naive to know that you probably got to give up something good. I'm not giving him I don't want to give up Bam. Bam's my dude. Sorry. Justice may end up being the better player, but I roll with Bam Adebayo. That's my guy. That's my guy.
I think you like his personality.
He's just cool.
He's infectious.
Oh, can we just get the two stories we haven't touched on yet?
What?
One is you guys saw the NBA is adding replay where the coaches can hit a buzzer and signal the ref.
I'd like you to review that story. So you stop my heat talk, man.
Sorry, man. Apologize. I see things pop up. And,
minus
you know,
one.
That story came up yesterday. You sent me that story yesterday and I was bored with it.
I have ADD.
How
sorry.
About when he got weird in the meet?
How did I get weird?
You're just weird.
You said the thing about the Woody pills.
No, because it came up earlier. Romberg said,
Daddy,
hey.
But it was over. Let it go.
I was trying to build on the Rom dog.
You were four talkers later.
Right. Hey, and if anybody wants to do those pills, I got you.
Thanks.
I'm like, Beach, you're embarrassing us.
Also, Duke Johnson is parted ways with his agent and wants a trade.
Huh. Who is his agent?
Who was his agent? That would be a good fact for me to know. Agent Kristen Campbell confirmed that she is. Oh, that you know who that is?
Oh, that's Luther Campbell's wife, isn't it?
Yep.
Interesting.
And she also.
It's probably going to end up with the Kawa brothers, right? That's like where all the Canes go.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She'll be in town then. It's a Wingstop.
Yeah, she doubles as an agent and also owns Wingstops.
Wingstops are good, though.
Yeah, she used to bring us wings all the time.
Hey, that's
what
weird combination.
Why?
What?
Just making money.
Renaissance.
Just making money, man. Luke's out doing booty shows, and she's
Is he still doing booty shows?
Yes.
I used to golf with him at my golf club.
Who didn't you golf with?
Huh?
Who didn't you golf with?
I pretty much touched them all, dude. That was like.
We can bring up anyone. Oh, yeah, I used to golf with them over so-and-so.
Well, you know, here's the people I used to golf with down here. OJ, LT.
Jesus.
I've golfed with
Uncle Luke.
Michael Jordan and Hilton Head.
How'd that go?
I go, huh?
Michael Jordan.
He just tried to bet you for all the money you have, till you get so nervous you lose.
Wouldn't you like to put Michael Jordan in a room with Robbie?
What?
Why?
Just betting.
Betting what?
Oh,
big golf.
The best is like you tried to sell the Mag 7, right, in the sales room.
He did.
You did.
Yeah.
And it is. And I was just looking at all the salespeople. They're like, "What's a Robbie?" Like, because they don't.
What's a parlay?
They were like, "Yeah, well, he does a parlay." What?
I think our next sales meeting, maybe we could get our own sales meeting, which is just us.
Right.
Like, what if we? You say this every? Don't they do this every week?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
We should just crash one. We'll bring in, ladies and gentlemen, Robbie the Degenerate.
With the iPad?
Of course.
Oh, with the stand?
Oh, yeah.
And he just goes.
Right.
And they're just going to be like,
just have him do his Mag 7 there.
It'll just be Marvel.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. You can text show 67974. It is brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com. Texter writes in, the same people talking negative about the Heat getting Westbrook are the same teams saying they're grabbing a 30-year-old aging star, are cool with throwing money at a 30-year-old KD coming off an Achilles, and a 29-year-old Klay Thompson coming off an ACL. I would say the difference on why people are probably more cool with that is, one, Warriors aren't going to not pay Klay Thompson. Like, I guess if you're saying if you're any other team, I think there would be teams that would be hesitant to pay Klay Thompson all that money, because I don't think people think Klay Thompson alone can win. The difference with Kevin Durant is people think that Kevin Durant, and it's kind of been proven that he can be the best player on a championship team. A super championship team, I'll give you that, with a co-star that's, you know, a two-time MVP. With Russ and Jimmy, they just don't have those accolades. They have, Russ has basically all the accolades other than postseason success outside of Kevin Durant coming. And Jimmy Butler, he's searching for a lot of that stuff too and has burned a lot of bridges. I will say, to your point though, I think a lot of those same Heat fans that are saying these things about Russ had those reservations about Jimmy Butler. Like, I remember doing these shows with last summer talking about Josh Richardson. Should the Heat give up Josh Richardson for a guy who's going to make $40 million a year, who's going to be on the wrong side of 30, who's had chemistry issues, who's had questions about whether or not he's one of the best players in the league. And now once we got him, I think most Heat fans were pretty thrilled. And I think most Heat fans were pretty thrilled last week. I think most Heat fans were pretty thrilled yesterday when they felt, oh yeah, I'm getting the game for Russell Westbrook. I think that the one thing I'm going to say, and it just can't be denied, like, look, if you get Russell Westbrook on this team, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be the most interesting season we've had in a long time. Superstars.
Not even questioning that.
Yeah. And, is it make you good enough to be a championship team? I mean, I don't know if you are with or without Russell Westbrook. I think that the idea, I've come to this point, and I think most Heat fans have this consensus with it. Don't give up multiple young assets for him. And the guy I'm okay with giving up is Justice, because I don't know how we would succeed here with Russell Westbrook. I mean, I think the whole idea of Justice this year is Justice is going to be your point guard. He's going to be running the offense and creating, and you're kind of excited for that opportunity. I mean, he's 22 years old, going to be 23. He's very, very young.
Yes.
So that's the thing that if you're a Heat fan, you're looking, I don't know how that's going to succeed with these two guys already here with
him.
When
you look at all of the teams that have had success, okay, the only team to not do it with any young talent is the Heat. And that was all the stars aligned at the right time.
Yep.
Okay? But for the most part, you always have a couple of guys who are far exceeding their contract. So, for example,
Stephen Clay
last year, Siakam.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Well, Steph
Clay. Clay, Draymond.
Right.
They had to pay Steph first.
Was Iguodala?
No, Steph got a cheap contract.
First he got the $44 million contract.
Yeah. Iguodala was actually there before all of them, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the first free agent haul
that
they got. When Andre Iguodala joined the Warriors, they're like, him and David Lee.
Yep, that's right.
But you see what I'm saying? So when I'm thinking about this situation right here, the one thing that I would say is that I would like to have some of the young talent still left. So if it does pan out, you won't feel so bad about losing 1,000 years worth of draft picks.
And it's also this point, like, because you have no draft picks, if you still want to be in the game for the other guys, because, if this move goes down, you'll probably have a couple other contracts that are still left. If the idea is, okay, bring in Russ, and you do find yourself in the position that a third guy does become available, how can you get rid of multiple guys and think you're going to be in the game for those?
Well,
you can't possibly think that those two guys enough Like, that's the end of the big picture, and all your young guys are gone.
That's my other question. My other question is I would be inclined to have either one of those guys in Bradley Beal. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you could get both of them in Bradley Beal, like, that means they're both going to be doing a whole lot of passing.
Yeah, well, that's the Lawson deal where they're with the Thunder are gonna get John Wall, and we're getting Russ and we're getting Bradley Beal, and I'm gonna be like, this is lunacy. I just don't see it being possible.
What's your boy Slim doing in the mornings with this Chris Paul situation? And
dude, don't get me started on this, dude. First of all,
let's get started.
I'm so mad at Slim. He's such a downer.
Ooh, it's not Slim anymore.
He's not. But no, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's not relevant.
Slim is I don't want to call him a numbers guru, but he loves the numbers. He loves diving into the numbers.
He's an analytics guy.
I love checking the stats.
Right.
Into a Slim.
Right.
He's on this cockamamie plan. He'd rather go trade for Chris Paul over Russell Westbrook.
Agreed.
Chris Paul's
what?
Wait, you agree with him?
Really?
Chris Paul body doesn't work half the time.
Doesn't play basketball.
Wait. As far as
we may get into a fight,
the style of basketball and their efficiency and how they would fit down here, Chris Paul is a better fit. I didn't say better.
You have to be on the court to be a better fit.
Leroy, check this out, man. The last 3 years, 58 games, 58 games, 61 games. That's in his early 30s, man.
Okay, I get it. Here, probably not the best thing if you want health. I get that. But what I'm saying is, the way Chris Paul plays would probably fit better with either one of those guys versus those two guys together. And keep in mind, I'm not adding the caveat that either one of them could play differently if in a different environment. I'm not going to just say they can't do that. But I'm saying, based on what we've seen, and how they have played so far in their careers, Chris Paul, his style of play fits better with either.
Yeah, I get that.
Right.
But,
that's all I'm saying.
But you know what else is his style of play? Sitting out a lot of basketball games. That's also his style of play. Missing a lot of action.
Okay.
He's always, even when he was young, he was always hurt, man.
Yeah.
Always.
Somebody said they need Leroy Weed Man number. I need it ASAP. You misunderstand what I'm saying.
I got a number.
You misunderstand what I'm saying.
What?
Okay. I'm not saying that Chris Paul is a better basketball player than Russell Westbrook. He is far more explosive. Okay. Chris Paul is definitely a better shooter. Has a better mid-range game, is more efficient, and would probably fit better with one or the other as far as Jimmy Butler or Westbrook.
Here is Slim's trade, which, by the way, got one retweet, 10 favorites, and 45 replies. All of them can't be GIFs because nobody wants this deal. But here's his deal. He says he would rather trade Goran, JJ, Dion Waiters to the Rockets in favor of old ass Chris Paul, his 3-year contract, and he believes that the Heat should get themselves a 2021 draft pick from the Rockets in order of taking that contract. So that's that.
How old's Chris Paul?
He is going to be 34 this season. This is 34-year-old season. So you'd be getting years 34, 35, and 36. From Chris Paul.
Broke down Chris Paul. Again, I get.
But you want it done. That's what you want.
No, here.
Oh, no.
Did you hear what I said?
No, probably not.
I said his style of play fits this team better than the two of those guys together. Keep in mind, I'm not taking into account that they could adjust their games. We're taking them for what they've been so far in their career. You understand?
Yeah.
Do you picture Russell Westbrook becoming a better shooter? Because I tell you what, he chucks up threes like
he's got a, his career 3-point percentage is 31.
What's Chris Paul's?
Chris Paul's is 37. He was 36 last year, 38 the year before that, and 41 the year before that. And,
okay.
Look at attempts.
Attempts per game?
Yeah. But that's all included in the percentage.
No. Attempts in a year.
Chris Paul shoots about, the last 3 years where things have really upticked, he shot 5, 6.5, and 6.1.
Per game?
Russ has shot, in his MVP season, 7.2 three-point attempts, 4.1, 5.6. And he shot 29% from three last year. Basically 30% the year before that, and 34 his MVP season.
So
that was, I believe, his career high.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Look, at this point in their career, Russell Westbrook is a better player.
It's just health, man. If you're telling, but that's kind of the reason why Chris Paul's available.
Okay, now let me ask you this: could he get down here with training staff and the way they work and? Because
I'm telling
you, there's been guys. Wait, Mike Miller left here and played 82 games.
Once. And then he wasn't able to play anymore. His body turned into dust.
He couldn't even walk.
What do I have more faith in? Spo being able to work with Russ on his game and fitting in better.
Man, he's been shooting his whole life.
Just wait.
He's been shooting his whole life.
Can I finish my sentence?
Go ahead.
Ask me what I have more faith in. Spo and the coaching staff working with Russ on his game and working into whatever the Heat want to do, or the training staff being able to put Chris Paul back together. I'll go with Spo.
Chris Paul, when he was 21, he didn't play 70 games. Chris Paul, when he was 24, he played only 45 games. Chris Paul, when he was 26, only played 60 games. He then upticked it to a massive 70 that year. I will say the year that he played when he was 26 and played 60 games, I think that was a 66-game season. He missed 12 games.
Kind of an important fact, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so
I'll scratch that one out. He played 12 games when he was 20. He missed 12 games when he was 27. He only played 62 games when he was 28. The next 2 years, he was pretty healthy, 82 and 74, then 61, 58, 58. He's been hurt a lot his career.
So that's 24 games.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
And I believe
that's 3 months of basketball, right? He's played, what, 2, 2, 2, 8, 8? That's like 3 months of basketball.
At least.
Always hurt.
Every year?
Always. Always that hammy.
Yeah. But, my question is, you get the impression that he's a speedster?
Mm-mm.
No, right? Why are you pulling hammies?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've also never felt that Chris Paul's, ever in the best shape.
Think that he'd do something about that?
Bro, he's broke. He's broken already, man.
Hey, they got D-Wade. They got Deion on them good diets.
Sometimes you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together
again. They couldn't fix Deion's ankle.
Oh, no, but that was, he tried to play with it.
I understand, but, hurt is hurt. Ligaments are ligaments, are they not?
Yeah.
He can't get a ligament in better shape.
He had to have that surgery.
JJ looked off the entire year because of the hernia.
Hey, JJ looked a little...
I thought because he can't work out.
Yeah. I mean, look.
John Wall's looking good, though, on that one leg.
Oh.
John Wall's looking good.
That upper body is
great.
What
are we saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm looking at that leg.
What are we saying?
Looking at that leg, I'm like,
hey,
oh.
I would bet any amount of money that if John Wall sends out the right video, you cave.
I just need one video of him on a stationary bike.
No, it would have to be. It couldn't be a bike.
With a picture of his fully stretched out Achilles, on the side,
like a couple of gassers, you would be all in.
No, he can't run. What are you baby steps? Why am I?
I just need to see his foot.
Of course, this guy says, soon as you see him, do a couple of gassers, he's gonna just run.
I just need to see him roll a tennis ball under his foot.
Oh yeah.
Just get some feeling.
That's for the plantar fascia.
Once I just see his toes going and pointing.
Yeah, man.
It's not going to take much. You're going to get in. Because that's what you do.
Wynwood Wall. No? Minus one?
Yeah.
I'm just ignoring.
Minus one.
I'll take it. We're back after this. guys, the hurricane season has arrived. And once again, 7-9 The Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to The Ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Our coverage here on The Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and 790 The Ticket. We continue our own watch. It's less terrifying. Russell Westbrook watch. Only real updates I would say that we had today is Barry Jackson reporting that the Heat are not really in the game of giving up just Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero in a deal for Justice Winslow. I guess, to your point, Beast, I guess...
In a deal for Russell Westbrook,
excuse me. No mention of Justice Winslow. But I would say the only thing that's interesting from that is I wonder when then will come the time where Tyler Hero is signed officially. And he can't be moved for 30 days after that. So I wonder when that'll come, if it'll put all kind of those talks to rest. Or maybe they are... You know, if they are in these three-team scenarios that have been bantied about, maybe they don't want to do that, so those talks can happen immediately. That's
Well, my question is there any other reason for Tyler Hero not to be signed right now?
Only if it's not – I don't think if that's true that they don't want to do it in a Russell Westbrook deal, I'd say the only reason would be if there's a third team involved where they think they're going to get something else pretty big in it.
Right.
Or they're just keeping their options open.
No. Besides a trade – like, there's not much wiggle room on a rookie contract.
No.
Right? Like, there's no like, he's it's not like some...
No. You mean like, is he holding out?
Yeah, like, there's no...
But if you can trade him to another team may find him valuable.
No, I get that. What I'm trying to say is you can rule out all other possibilities as to why he's not signed yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not because they're...
It's not money.
It's not a negotiation issue. It's not a whatever issue. It's the only reason you can think of why he would be purposely not signed yet is because of his trade value.
You know what's amazing?
Mm.
Every other sport, they struggle to sign their first-round picks. Not basketball. Well, because you slide it in.
Yeah, the rookie deals are great deals for the team.
Yeah, I don't even think we've heard news on the Marlins signing their dude J.J. Bleday yet. I think they're going to, but I don't think that's been announced
yet.
Yeah,
but I mean, what?
Zion
signed in a week.
Technically in baseball, if you draft a high school kid, I know that Bleday is already a college kid, but if you draft a high school kid, I mean...
He doesn't have to sign.
He doesn't have to sign. He can go to college.
But they're not drafting him that high unless they think you're going to sign.
No. I mean, there was the infamous A-Rod story where he was about 10 minutes away from walking into class when he got a call that Seattle was signing him. That would have been a pretty good baseball team with Alex Rodriguez and Pat Burrell.
Oh, you think so?
Aubrey Huff. And
they would have won all the games?
A-Rod would have overcome Warren Morris.
He didn't need college, man. He was all right.
Wait, come on. He made almost $1 billion playing baseball.
Yep.
Half a billion at least.
And somehow managed to completely rehab his image to now be
a television favorite. Forget all the home runs. Forget the championship. He won one or two.
He's only won one.
One championship. What he's done after the steroid stuff to now might be one of the greatest professional feats in all of sports.
What's it?
Including getting J-Lo.
You know, it'd be funny if A-Rod was a guy who's really outraged by the juice baseballs. Like, if he takes the stand with the pitchers.
That would be
funny.
That would be rich.
No, hey, believe me, somebody's in this camp saying, hey,
keep your mouth shut.
As soon as the words juice come out of somebody's mouth, zip it.
But he's like, but
I have a hot take.
I have something to say. I have hot takes. Oh, by the way, speaking of hot takes, how about today? The hot takes that were bantered about in the sales meeting.
Oh yeah, we need to go back to this. Well, first of all, again, for the audience that didn't tune into the top of the show,
we were held hostage today.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
we were held hostage. But what it was is
show pony.
Today was supposed to be the day where because. In the days of yore,
as corporate corporate tells it,
right?
Go ahead.
No, as in the days of yore, you would have like six or seven people that just sold the sports stuff, right? And that was it. They didn't touch anything else. Entercom has kind of changed that recently, and now anyone can sell anything. So if one of the guys that used to sell WQM or Waxy wants to sell on the beach, they can. If one of the people that sell light and the beach want to sell the ticket, they can. It's everything's fair game. So we had to do a little seminar situation where we introduce sports radio to the salespeople.
Right.
And
same people we see every day.
I felt like,
we really don't see anyone every day because Tobin put it, this Jurassic Park of a building.
I didn't know that was going to go over, but finally.
The boss loved it.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, this place is like Jurassic Park. It reminds me of like the buildings that are taken over by the Velociraptors. Especially when you walk in at like 5 in the morning.
There's nothing here.
It's just like, jeez, there's a light dangling, flickering.
The vending machine has like 2 chips in it now.
Yeah, it looks like apocalypse.
Not even
it looks
good
like
chips.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
like oyster those. Crackers.
This building better be ready.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so we do the sports meeting, and the whole idea is we were all going to go up there and talk about each other, talk about ourselves, talk about our shows.
Wish somebody had told me.
Pitch ourselves.
We have 1,000 meetings. You think they should? There's a couple of things they should let me know about. One is that meeting.
You knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, you did fine.
I can always run my mouth.
Yeah, well, that's why they didn't tell you. So we're in the middle of the meeting, and, you know, like, Zach Krantz gets up there to talk about, like, here's why you should have your, you know, clients buy QM because of the Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to buzz and whatever. And all of a sudden, we start getting salespeople with hot takes on sports.
Because somebody goes, why don't we got one of those Tom Brady shows?
That was Sarner.
We have a player join us every week.
It was Barnett and Sarner.
I'm thinking to myself, who would you have in the Dolphins that you want to hear every? No, like, seriously, they don't have a quarterback.
Right.
They don't even have, like, it's not even that they don't even have star. Like, I don't know anybody on the Dolphins other than, like, we're doing the Xavier Howard show.
Like, well, the other thing is WEEI. Pays like $1 million or whatever the hell it is to have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on their Football Monday. They got to go sell that.
Right.
Like, hey, you want that show? Go find a client.
But like, who would you do it with?
Crystal Wilkins?
I guess.
Hey, if you know anything about Bill Belichick,
yeah,
no chance.
Yeah, no shot.
A rookie.
No shot a Patriots going to be able to do it.
Yeah, no.
A Patriots disciple is going to allow
a rookie to have his own
radio show. Yeah. I mean, the only guy who's allowed to do it is Brady. Was there a Gronk show on EEI?
No.
Wonder why.
I bet you we could get the Denny show.
The what?
The John Denny show.
I love the John Denny show.
What?
You know what? Sales. Go get me the John Denny show. I would love.
No, because hot take sales guy. He'd be like, I can't sell it.
Isn't Johnny, is John Denny the one who's into brewing? Like, can we do it for in exchange for just publicizing his beer? Or is that Brandon Fields? Maybe I'm mixing up special teamers.
Brandon Fields is in Ohio doing.
There's not that many of them.
No. Brandon Fields is in Ohio. He has a brewery in Ohio.
All right, it was Brandon Fields. What is the thing about Denny? Is he a violinist?
What?
Is that not a thing? What is the person who plays the violin?
Violinist.
A violinist, but
isn't he a violinist?
No.
I think John Denny plays the violin.
Steven, could you, because my internet's not working, can someone Google John Denny? Is he a flautist?
Oh, yeah, he does play the violin.
Oh, nice.
Boy, plus one.
So what do you want to do? Get the violin?
See if Guitar Center wants to sponsor it. See if a music store wants to sponsor it. I would love the John Denny show, and I would we'd do the Denny Diaries.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
As he plays, he have a pipe and his violin.
I remember, it was the year 2005, my first year. Nick Saban was there.
He doesn't talk like that.
That's how he talks.
Yeah, I'm sure Stradivarius will sponsor the John Denny Hour.
Dude,
they don't make any more of those, do they?
Give me. Who wouldn't want
so much money?
Who would not want a football show that is just nothing but long snap talk? It would be perfect for our show,
especially
it would be
if wonderful. The team's 1-8.
Yeah, but hot take sales guys won't sell it. It's not hot enough for them. Yeah.
It's hot.
The take is not hot enough for them.
Yeah. Oh, so what were they debating? They were debating who the quarterback's going to
be. Yeah,
no, because I asked. He said. Why don't Tom Brady does it up at EEI, WEEI, and I'm like, who's your quarterback? You don't even know your quarterback. make it. Right. You want to do
it. And then right, Hot Take Starner started getting
involved. And they said, you got to get somebody, and then we'll sell it. I'm like, we don't even know who the quarterback is.
I don't know any Dolphins. And then it's like, well, you got to go with the young guy.
They're going to let that happen. It's like, a rookie have a show. It's like,
You think outspoken Josh Rosen should have is going to be allowed with his Patriots head coach is going to be allowed to do a radio show?
Not if he's not starting. Could you imagine that?
I would like to do a radio show.
You're going to sell a show all year for the backup quarterback. Like, come on.
I just love, so we did our part, right?
Right.
And then now we're into real sales muddy waters.
Basically, we're in extra time. We have no idea how long it's gonna last. We don't know how long the injury time was.
Right.
They just hold up a card.
It's soccer, but without the card.
Somebody
though.
Goes up and starts talking. Meanwhile, Tobin, Tobin goes on his phone
and draws
his minus one. And so now.
Well, that guy was supposed to get up and talk about Chevy, and he talked about every other car for 15 minutes without mentioning Chevy.
So everybody's getting texts, and I'm like, hey, I don't have my phone.
Right.
So they're like showing.
Yeah, Tobin's showing texts. Yeah.
I just took out my Instagram, and I just went Instagram. Minus one.
Zach Krantz texted me from the other side of the room. He's like, can you have Tobin pull the fire alarm or fake a seizure?
I actually was looking at the fire. I was like, where is the fire alarm? It was next to me.
And there's Greg up there. He's like, oh, you gotta be passionate. And Jimmy Johnson and story after story. And I'm like,
Jimmy Johnson bought a Cadillac. That's all I got out of
it. That's all I got out of it. Jimmy Johnson.
And we got two people into the press box with Joe Sakic. I'm like, why is that a thing? I'm like, I've been in the press box with Joe Sakic. It's okay.
I mean, by the way, if we have any chance of getting anybody to sell something for us, we have blew it.
They're not listening.
Oh, well.
They're not listening.
I didn't see
a lot of 7 out of the ticket graphics up in these PowerPoints.
Why would they put it? They didn't put not one thing for us because our numbers are better than theirs.
We're all on one team.
I don't care. Our numbers are still better. So why
are we
going to
do the Romberg thing? Are we going to start doing the Romberg thing?
Also, the key demographic doesn't start at 45.
Wow. I'm like, wow, the demographic starts at the age of most of the people that do shows here.
Guys, you want to go out there and sell the dead crowd, because that's going to help.
I got the its demographics are 45 to 100.
If you can hit Century Village for some advertising, that'd be good. A good place to start.
I'm like, what?
I'm telling you.
So we get a text from the boss. It's like, hey, you guys, you can leave now. This is not going in a good direction.
But we jammed up in the corner.
But you have to do it one at a time. Like, Zazzo was stuck in one corner with Grant over there.
Like,
he goes, yeah, our boss texts us, and he goes, yeah, just don't get up all up and leave at once.
Amber was the first. Romberg left first.
Romberg left an hour before we left.
By the way, Romberg did his presentation in socks.
That's true.
Well, I did it in flip-flops.
I know, but I don't know.
You know what thoughts I was having during the meeting looking at Leroy's feet? I was like, you think?
Hey!
Hear me out. Who came in and told you had to lotion your feet?
Romberg!
Oh, yeah.
Robert said, hey, how's about a little lotion there, big fella?
Hey, Amber, you have any lotion for Leroy's feet?
This is what I thought, though. I was thinking.
Whip cream, something.
I was thinking, because we were talking about money and all this, I was like, I wonder if Leroy could make money selling his feet on the to Michigan fanatics. Like, do you think there's Michigan fans with foot fetishes that would want to look at the feet of Leroy Horde?
What are you doing?
That's
right
what you were thinking during the meeting.
That was literally
minus
a thought.
One.
What?
That was a thought that went in. That was a literal thought.
If you would have said that, I would have definitely said we need to get the hell up.
Dude, I was looking at your feet, and then I took a picture of your feet.
No, you didn't.
I deleted it. I felt bad. But I was thinking, I was like, man, I wonder what I could get for this photo of two-time Rose Bowl MVP. Like, what if there's some Michigan hottie who's just like, she's a huge Michigan fan, and she wants a picture of your feet, and I can get $25 for it.
I was messing with Amber because they mentioned all these guys. Oh, we have so-and-so play football, and so-and-so play football, and we have Joe Rosen. I said, Amber, I made more promos than all of them added together.
Point for Leroy.
She's like trying to shoot me. Then finally she left. I didn't have nobody to talk to. Next person up was Zerner.
Listen, man, all you need to do is just catch one touchdown from Marino and you would have been gold.
I played in the game where him and Dan got hurt. Bernie got hurt in the same game.
Damn.
He tore his Achilles and Bernie broke his ankle.
Oh, my
Guess
God.
Guess who came into the game?
Who?
Scott Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, that's
then
right.
Then at one point in the meeting, we have to watch a three-minute video
We're trying to sell the Dolphins broadcast. So what highlight did they bring up to try to give us an example of what our broadcasts are like?
1994.
Is 1994. Dan Marino does not play anymore. Jim Mandich is no longer with us. And I don't even know who the play-by-play guy is, but it's certainly not Jimmy Boring.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. I can't believe they wouldn't want to bring up a clip of Cephalo going, "It's going to Grant! It's like, no, actually, it was Albert Wilson who caught that touchdown.
Why did they play the 55-yard line highlight?
Why didn't they play Bob Greasy going, "Oh, no!"
When there's a game winner. Oh, no!
When there's a game winner.
This meeting.
Hey, there's no way we're going to have a job next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.